Praise God. Good morning. I pray everybody's doing well. And I want to continue on with where I was talking to you about Joshua. You know, Joshua was one of Moses' young men, and he was raised up under him, trained under him for 40 years. And before Moses died, God commanded Moses to take Joshua, set him before the people, and ordain him and anoint him to lead the people forward. So that when Moses died, there was not going to be any confusion about the leadership to lead God's people forward. So once Moses had died and God began to speak to Joshua, here he was a right-hand man to Moses, and then all of a sudden, here he was thrust into the main spotlight. The leadership role fell on him, and probably 3 to 5 million people that he had to lead and move God to provide for every day. But this is what God told him. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people. He didn't say, Joshua, you go over Jordan. He said, you and all this people go over to Jordan unto the land that I do give thee, give to them and even to the children of Israel. So he said, this is the land that I promised. This is the promise that I made you 40 years ago when I led you out of Egypt when you were just a young man. I led you out of Egypt into the wilderness, and I told you I would give you this land. Now here you are on the banks of Jordan, ready to possess it. Now you rise up and you lead these people forward. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. So what I promised Moses, what I told Moses was going to happen, you are going to go a step further in fulfilling it, and you're going to lead my people into it. From the wilderness of this Lebanon, even unto the great river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee, and I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And then he spoke this into his spirit. He said, be strong and of a good courage. And I know the world has just come through and is coming through, and we're on the tail end of this thing. I told you a couple of weeks ago that God was fixing to start moving this thing, and he's starting to move it. I'm not going to tell you there's not going to be problem spots, but this country's fixing to open back up. We're fixing to get back to life, but there's not going to be, we're not going back to normal as we knew it. And that's what I'm afraid of, is so many of God's people did not listen to the voice of the Lord. They did not take this prayer where the Lord spoke to us on March 22nd, and he said, enter into 30 days of intense prayer. Well, that's going to be over, I think, Tuesday, the 21st of April, and I think today's the 20th or somewhere like that. It's going to be over the 21st of April where the Lord spoke to us to go into 30 days of intense prayer, gave us direction on what to do and how to seek his face, how to focus in our prayer. And you will find out that if you're just going to pray and you're just going to throw prayer out here with no direction and no strategy and no understanding, all you're going to do is hinder yourself. But if you will learn to let God give you a strategy in prayer and a focus in prayer, and you will center your prayer on the focus that the Spirit leads you into, and you will listen to the voice of God, you will move forward and grow in God. I've tried for 48 years to get people to structure their life in prayer, in study of the Word, in honoring God continually, in their giving, because all these things matter. All these things establish a base and a relationship with God. And God, when he sees you're faithful to keep his word, there's one thing you can rest assured of. God is faithful. He is faithful to fulfill his word. He is faithful to fulfill his promise. But God has requirements for you also. And that's why I've tried all these years to establish people in a relationship with God, that you do what's required of you. You do what the Lord expects of you. And so I'm telling you today, be thou strong and of a good courage. Because it doesn't matter what's going on here. Joshua was, Moses was gone. The pillar of cloud was gone. The pillar of fire was gone. Nothing that Joshua knew to be God was prevalent or present in his life. And he had to find a new way to hear from God. He had to find a new way to lead God's people, because they'd followed that pillar of cloud, that pillar of fire for 40 years. They'd followed the word of the Lord to Moses that was spoke by Aaron for 40 years. And now here it was come to an end. There was no more word of the Lord to Moses. There was no more pillar of cloud. There wasn't any more pillar of fire. So everything had dropped into Joshua's lap. And Joshua had to lead God's people. So here's what God told him. Be strong and of a good courage. Be strong and of a good courage, and know that I am with you. I'm telling you today that God has not forsook his people, that he is with us. He is with us, and no matter what God's revealing, no matter what he's bringing forth, no matter how different it seems to be or what's happened in your life the last 30 to 60 days, be strong and of a good courage. But I'm telling you, God's with us, and he's not going to forsake us. He's not left us desolate. He's not left us without a word or the leadership of the Holy Ghost. But it might be different. It might be different in what God's doing. It might be different in the way you see and understand things. But I'm telling you one more time, be strong and of a good courage. For God is with us, and he's going to lead us in every step we take. May God bless you.